know better now.
But I know better.
Said I really do know better.
But I know better.
Oh, na 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 na.
But I know better.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Light. What you waiting for?
What you waiting for, everybody? Enjoy your life.
Yeah. He's the lily of the valley, a bright and morning star. It's good to know.
It's good to know.
Everybody ought to know.
It's good to know.
Jesus,
Jesus.
He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. It's good to know.
It's good to know the Lord.
I came to Jesus, right, just as I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
To know him. And how many of you know it's good for our children to know him? It is good to know the Lord. As we stand all over this place, let us prepare our hearts to hear from God on this Sunday morning. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you, God, for the memory, the life and the legacy of your servant, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whom we celebrate this weekend. And God, we ask your continued blessings upon our efforts to honor one of your servants. We thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. If you have your Bibles, we want to call your attention to the book of Psalms, the 89th number, book of Psalms. I want to give our cameraman time to get the stream back up. Amen. The 89th number of Psalms. And I'm going to read from the New International Version. And it reads this way: righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Let me read that again. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. What is this that make folks think I'm acting strange? What is this that makes me want to run on in Jesus' name? Whatever it is, oh, it won't let me hold my peace. Oh, what is this? Makes me, what is this? Makes folks think I'm acting strange, whatever it is. Oh, it won't let me, it won't let me hold my peace. Oh, you know it makes me love my enemies. Oh, makes me love my friends. Makes me love all of my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed. Makes me want to tell the world I've been born again. Oh, what is this? Oh, what is this? Whatever it is, oh, it won't let me hold my peace. Hallelujah. Amen. We remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I could not let this weekend pass without honoring him, amen, in some kind of way, even as we honor our Christ, amen. And so again, Psalm 89 and 14, it reads in the New International Version, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. That's talking about God, amen. Love and faithfulness go before you. I need to read it again. I want you to see it. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Don't ever forget that. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, youth ushers. Amen. In 2006, journalist and writer Mike Nichol of Cape Town, South Africa, wrote, with the I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King Jr. realized the hopes of 250,000 people gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Across the country, millions more watched the live television broadcast. The moral force of Black America's demand for equality were undeniable. The moral force for justice and equality has always been undeniable. I'm not trying to be funny, but the force has always been with us. From the great disputes in Independence Hall over the wording in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, to the war against slavery spurned by the religious right that led to our Civil War. In fact, from the foundation of the world, God's moral force of his universe has been on our side. The trouble is that in mankind's mind, morality is interpretive. Despite God's establishment of justice and judgment as the habitation of his throne and solely within his authority, there are still those who, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. That's what Paul said over in Romans chapter 10 and verse 3. Justice and equality are guiding principles for all Christians. Acts 2 and 44 laid out the mandate for the early Christian church to have all things in common, so that no one would have to live without their basic human needs being met. Sharing is how they express their mutual concern for each other in the body of Christ. They remembered that when God gave the Israelites food in the wilderness, he gave according to their needs. everyone always had enough. Early Christians were taught that they must do no less. The Apostle Paul shouldn't have had to remind the Corinthians of this rudimentary truth of God's universe, but he did. And we are still reminding humanity today, equality has proven to be a tough pill to swallow in these United States of America. Why is that, Pastor? It's because our capitalist society teaches us that what is mine, and what is yours. In other words, keep your hands off of my stuff. This capitalist attitude is the reason why the minimum wage has become stagnant and inflation has continued to chip away at our annual income. Capitalism in its purest form is the direct opposite of what God teaches in the Word. In God's world, every master has an obligation to care for his servants in just fashion. Servants are those who were required to work for another, to pay off a debt, or to earn a fair wage until their debts were paid off, and they were free to establish their own households. No person was chained to a lifetime of servitude. And then the Bible says, in Bible times, in the 50th year, all family debt was forgiven. Wouldn't that be wonderful today? Tell that to families suffering from systemic poverty, who've worked 2 and 3 minimum wage jobs for generation after generation, and they still can't push their family out of the poverty level. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, if McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King and Walmart were required, amen, to make sure that every employee had a way out of poverty within a certain amount of time. I need to tell you that equality is not communistic. That's what the right, amen, they like to push that whole narrative that we're socialists or that we're trying to be communists. But equality, according to the Word of God, is not communistic. It's simply the idea that each of us is our brother's keeper. When the Good Samaritan helped the man who had been beaten and left for dead, he did so out of compassion for his need. The Good Samaritan did not give the man half of what he owned, but he did agree to provide whatever was necessary for the man's full and complete recovery. Why did he do it, you ask? He did it because the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. The idea of capitalism, however noble at its root, is dishonored by those at the upper end of the economic spectrum like Elon Musk and, as a matter of fact, the entire cabinet of this administration that is about to take charge, a cabinet full of billionaires, a cabinet full of folk, amen, who have 1% of this nation's wealth. Can you imagine that 1% of the people have more wealth than all of the bottom 99%? Y'all better wake up. They're telling us that we ought not be woke, and they fight against woke culture, but I don't care what they say. I'm gonna keep my eyes open. I'm gonna remain woke and pay attention to what is happening around us. The idea of capitalism, however noble, amen, it's a sad reality when the folk who have all of the power and who have all of the money, when it is in their best interest, amen, to keep wages low, to make sure they get all the profit that they can get, we'd better wake up. I need to inform you that inequality is not only related to income. You see, most of us could deal with it, amen, if all we had to do was work an extra job to get ahead. But I come by to tell you that inequality is not just relative to income. There is the inequality of opportunity in housing, in employment, business loans, mortgages. I won't bore you with the statistics. Just look at who lives in subsidized housing, who works the minimum wage jobs, who can't get a loan to start a new business, who can't get a mortgage to buy a new home. There is inequality of opportunity, but there is also the inequality of justice. There is harassment, there is police profiling, there is unfair sentencing, and as hard as the media has worked to make us aware of the long-standing problem of profiling and brute force toward African Americans, black men and women continue to die at the hand of angry police. What are they angry about? They're angry that black folk are getting ahead in these United States of America. What are they angry about? They're angry that we can drive cars like they drive. We can live in communities that they live in, and so they abuse us. There is the inequality of education. Struggling inner city schools. The downward, amen, spiral of quality education in our inner cities, not restricted by budgets, but by racism. Down in Baton Rouge, they're a community of white folk, amen, who have carved themselves out of the East Baton Rouge Parish. They said, we don't want to be a part of that system. We don't want to have our tax dollars going to support black kids in black schools. So we will create our own little community where our kids can go to school, where our tax dollars can only support us. We better wake up. There is the inequality of citizenship. What a shame it is that in 2025, they are turning back the hands of time on voting rights. They're making it more difficult to vote. We better wake up. All of this inequality stands in stark contrast to what Paul taught in the book of Corinthians. He said, "For I mean not that other men be eased and ye be burdened, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want." Paul said there ought to be equality. Paul said there ought to be equality. God is saying there ought to be equality. Amen. What a shame it is that we live in a nation where folk were so mad that people like us are getting ahead that they decided to vote in a criminal into the White House, a man with some 34 felony convictions who has said and done just about anything. Let that had been a black man. Let that had been a black woman that did all the stuff that he did. He never would be on his way to the White House. But that tells me that some folk who call themselves Christians are not really Christians. That tells me that some folk who call themselves evangelicals don't know what an evangelical looks like. Is there anybody here this morning who has made up in your mind that for Christ I'll live and for Christ I'll die? And they have put it out. It's subtle, y'all, but you better wake up. You better wake up. They've said in so many ways that they're gonna use the military. Should we decide to protest? Our governor, they just passed a law. The Republicans in Louisiana said that if you get to protesting in the street, if you're in the way, somebody can run over you and they may not even have to go to jail. But I ain't scared. I'm not afraid. I stand this morning in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was willing to die for what was right. I stand in the spirit of Jesus the Christ, who was willing to go